This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India is in negotiations with at least 8 to 9 more groups of countries and individual nations that together account for $15 trillion of GDP. Addressing business representatives from India and Japan today, Mr. Goyal added that the countries' free trade agreements would eventually cover about 75% of global trade and help position India as a trusted partner in global value chains. The minister said India has a large domestic market and it opens its doors to the world with 9 free trade agreements signed in the last 4 years. He also highlighted India's ambition to grow from a $4 trillion economy to a $30 trillion economy by 2047.
We believe in the principle of continuous improvement and we are looking at Japan being our partner in this journey as we progress from a $4 trillion economy today to a $30 trillion economy by 2047 when we celebrate 100 years of independence. It's an ambitious target, but 1.4 billion Indians are committed to make this happen.
Union Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan has said more than 2 lakh individual micro food processing enterprises have benefited from the Pradhan Mantri Formalization of Micro Food Processing Enterprises PMFME scheme so far. Speaking at the PMFME conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Paswan said out of the total beneficiaries, about 80% are first generation entrepreneurs and 44% of them are women. He said the scheme, which was launched in 2020, has provided 10 lakh direct employment. Mr. Paswan said free trade agreements being signed with various countries are opening up global markets for Indian products. BRICS Sherpa and Secretary Economic Relations Sudhakar Dalela has said India's BRICS chairship is guided by a people-centric approach based on the principle of humanity first. Addressing the inaugural session of the 18th BRICS Academic Forum in Lucknow, Mr. Dalela said India has focused on resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability during its BRICS chairship. He said more than 400 meetings have been organized across nearly 30 cities in the country. He described it as a collective whole-of-nation effort to take forward the BRICS agenda. He further noted that BRICS has grown from an idea into one of the major platforms for cooperation among emerging markets and developing countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will co-chair the 27th India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation with Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov in Moscow today. He will also meet his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov and exchange perspectives on regional and global issues. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the 2-day 9th National Security Strategies Conference in New Delhi today. The 2-day conference will be held in hybrid format, combining physical and virtual modes. Over 850 officers from various security forces and police forces from across the country will deliberate on various contemporary matters and challenges to national security during the conference. The BJP leaders in Karnataka staged a protest and courted arrest demanding the resignation of Minister B. Nagendra. The minister is accused in the Karnataka Maharshi Valmiki Scheduled Tribes Development Corporation scam, where it is alleged that B. Nagendra diverted Dalit development funds of 187 crore rupees to the Congress party for fighting elections. The police arrested the BJP legislators from the assembly and council when they tried to march to the Vidhan Sada, the state secretariat building. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Bihar, Odisha and East Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading lower in the afternoon session today. The Sensex dropped 258 points to 77,283, while the Nifty fell by 71 points to 24,181 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.